We're doing a series on spiritual warfare, deals with the five A's. We've done a larger section on this before, but right now we're going to do a 10-minute segment on awareness, 10-minute segment on alert, on authority, on armor, and then on action. And they actually all go together, but we just hope that you'll take the time to go through, well, you know, 8, 9, 10 minutes of these small broadcasts. Well, it concerns spiritual warfare. If you're a believer in Christ, you've been born into it. And the reason for Christ on the cross, going to 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Or we can take a look at Jesus saying that he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail. We can find out that Satan engages Jesus in Matthew chapter 4. Or we can look at Revelation 12, where the ancient dragon, the idea of the full force of satanic presence, is prepared and ready to devour, to destroy Christ when he's born into the world. Since the fall of the human race involves an outside presence, malevolent, evil, radically against God, against humanity. All the deception. Listen, we need to understand in the area of spiritual warfare the concept of awareness. Awareness is absolutely vital if we're going to be able to live victorious as a believer, if we're going to be able to, withstand the works of the enemy, and then actually accomplish ministry in the context. Awareness is needed more than ever because of the ramping up of the dark side to unprecedented numbers, with only more to come. So as I share this with you, I share this with a sense of Holy Spirit-given urgency, both because of the broader ramping up that is coming, that's going to be off the scales, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, or Jesus in Matthew 24, or 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2, the book of Revelation. It's off the scale of what is coming to the world around us. What is here right now, by the hundreds of millions, literally to the point of billions, already gripped by some level of Luciferic doctrine, agenda, and being led further with more that is coming into that Luciferic globalism and the coming cause of the Antichrist. So as a believer in Christ, the norm biblically was not only the awareness and being alert, knowing authority and having your armor on, and being involved in action, the idea of the mission of God, which was the place of knowing, which was the place of awareness, alertness, the use of authority, the having on of the armor. So in these five little short messages, let me begin with the word awareness. What are you aware of? What's around you right now? What about in your neighborhood? I know that in our house, all doors are locked at nighttime. There's motion detector lights on the outside. Now, we're not in the inner city where we once lived and where there were even more issues. Things stolen out of our car, house broken into in one area. But we lock our doors. Awareness of the day that we're living in, awareness literally in this context is awareness about the spiritual battle. If you and I as believers in Christ understand that we've been, well, saved in the context of spiritual war, that salvation itself is an act. I mean, when you got saved and Christ came in, Satan's power, take a look at Colossians chapter 1. You've been transferred from the dominion of darkness, the authority, that realm that you were once under, to the kingdom, the rule, the basileia of God in Christ. We're now in Christ's kingdom. And so the very act of salvation, Jesus defeats sin, he defeats death, he defeats hell, he defeats separation from God, but he also defeats Satan and all of Satan's rights and powers over fallen mankind. So you and I need to be aware that from the very onset, the world has fallen and broken and fragmented and abnormal. because of man's sin, but not because of man's sin alone, because there is a presence in the world. There is a prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operative supernaturally in those who are still lost. Now, you read about that in Ephesians 2. I think the Bible gives this massive picture. Genesis 1, there is no fall of the human race without the supernatural entity, the fallen cherub, the adversary, that engages humanity. Now, that occurrence in Genesis 3 is connected directly, and it'd be a great study, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, when guided by the Spirit of God, the same Spirit of God that gave us Genesis 3, thousands of years later now gives us 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul is writing about the believers, and he's concerned that they're going to be led astray from their pure and simple devotion to Christ. How? By Satan's cunning, by the tempter, the same way that Eve was in the beginning. Now, that's an incredible connection between Genesis 3 and 2 Corinthians 11, where the actual presence that brings the downfall of the human race is also operative in and against the body of Christ. And in the same way, so the issue of origins, his presence in the world, and then the operating nature. What is his nature? The thief, the liar, the murderer, the adversary, the slanderer, on and on and on. We have these descriptions that only God can give. Only God gives the accurate exposure of and, descriptions of the nature of the dark side. So when we think in terms of awareness, we go to 2 Corinthians 2:11. 2 Corinthians 2:11 tells us that Paul is actually, by the Spirit of God, saying that we are not unaware. Now, he uses a really neat little word. And this this word literally has the idea that we don't lack information. We don't lack intelligence. By the implication of this, or by the idea behind this, that we're not ignoring the information. And I'm going to say right now, I believe that there is in the body of Christ an ignoring, that there's a vast, vast section. I've got probably 2,000 volumes to my left here, systematic theology, biblical theology, things like that. A lot of the old stuff all the way up to newer stuff today. But I will say that in these studies, there is a vast lack of this biblical revelation of the awareness of Satan's presence, demonic presence, spiritual warfare, and what's going on around us. And that's an indictment on the church's selective use of Scripture and not being, interested in all of it. Maybe it's because of culture. Culture doesn't want to believe there's a devil. Culture wants to make fun of the issue. And therefore, when culture dictates to the church, when the church is enculturated, it's literally watering down for the sake of the culture biblical revelation, and we don't need to do that. We're living in the most supernatural age, supernatural time, the incredible deception, the incredible seduction, the amount of possessions, the amount of individuals getting visitation, the amount of cults, the New Age itself, Satanism, all of this on the rise, and predicted by the Spirit of God in Scripture, only more to come. So I believe that this one particular verse, 2 Corinthians 2:11, gives us, a tremendous view of the positive nature of being aware. When Paul says we are not unaware of the devil's schemes. Now, this is nomia. This means his devices. We are not unaware of his devices, how he uses doubt, and how he uses and what he does. We're not unaware of the methods, the devices, the way the enemy works. That is a good thing. Paul understood this. He understood the battle clearly as you look at the book of Acts, as you read his other writings. Now, going back a little further, you got Peter and the disciples there in the Lord, the Last Supper. They were completely unaware, completely ignorant. They had no awareness that Satan had walked in the room. In that room, Satan would eventually enter into Judas and lead him out to betray Christ. And no one detected this. No one knew this except Jesus. It's very clear that Satan could never outwit, hide from, or do anything. Matter of fact, Jesus looks up at all of them and says, "Simon, Simon, Satan has just asked to sift you all, that is, destroy you in a spiritual battle, destroy your faith. He's asked to sift you all, but I pray that your faith would not fail." So in looking at the concept of awareness, please understand, it is needed, it is vital, awareness is needed today. Listen, awareness of the biblical revelation. What does God say about Satan? What does God say about his methods, his devices, his works, and everything else? Even in basic biblical discipleship, we need to know this. Early disciples were defeated and thrown over and out of it for a while. We can also see Satan's entrance and attempted corruption of the church, Acts chapter 5. We can see Ephesians 6, which we'll talk about later in this series. We can see a number of these places that talk about this level of Satan's work, all of which is recorded and given to us so that we can be spiritually aware and really understand biblical prophetic revelation of all that is coming also. I'm aware because of being saved, looking at biblical revelation, Luke chapter 10, authority is given to trample on the dark side. Why is that? Because there is a spiritual battle. Christian, it's a spiritual battle. Christians lose because of unawareness. Paul talks about being aware. Paul talks about knowing so that we will not be exploited, that we will not be outwitted. If you feel that you've been outwitted by the enemy, let me tell you this. Now it's time, in the presence of Christ, by the Spirit of God inside of you, with great knowledge of Scripture and biblical revelation of prophecy of what's coming, become immensely aware. Look at the world around you and the rise of the counterfeit. Become massively aware. This is the first in a 5-part series. Awareness, alert, authority, armor, action. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Hey, God bless.